I'm Rusty Halverson. Here's what's happening in agriculture. The Northern Corn and Soy Expo taking place virtually today and tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Tuesday's welcome will be kicked off by Stephanie Sinner, Executive Director of the North Dakota Soybean Council, and Gene Henning, Executive Director of the North Dakota Corn Utilization Council. Corn Council Chairman Terry Wielander says he's looking forward to the Tuesday virtual taping of the U.S. Farm Report.
We've worked hard to get a good show coming for everybody to be able to watch from, you know, the comfort of their own home or from their shop or wherever they can watch it. And I know I'm excited to watch Tyne Morgan of the U.S. Farm Report. She will be hosting the event, and she'll have market analysts on there to cover the current and future market conditions.
Wielander is involved with the Trade Action Team for the U.S. Grains Council, and they've been staying busy.
And it's just the well, with China buying so much now, South Korea coming in, Vietnam coming in, we're working real hard to get ethanol pushed into some of these countries. We've been working with in South Korea and different places with aquaculture, and that could be a huge deal for dried distiller grains. So that's a whole another market that I don't think a lot of people realize is that we're working hard on that. So with that, you know, we kind of try to keep our boots on the ground and keep trudging forward to just get all the things we can over to these foreign countries.
Due to COVID-19, most of the discussions with foreign customers have been taking place on virtual platforms, which has its pros and cons. While face-to-face meetings build relationships, virtual meetings sometimes allow for a wider audience. That's what's happening in agriculture. For the Growing Harvest Ag Network, I'm Rusty Halverson.